Wreaths Across America began in 1992, founded by Morrill Worster, who as a boy visited Arlington National Cemetery and many years later, as owner of a wreath company, found himself with a surplus of his products at the end of a holiday season. So he came up with the idea of sending them to Arlington and having them placed at older graves, the ones less likely to get visitors as the years passed. The program has spread to other cemeteries nationwide, and this Saturday, wreaths will be laid at grave sites in Niagara Falls, Eden, and Bath, New York. Denise Kester is with Whirlwind Veterans and Warrior Retreat, which is bringing Wreaths Across America to Evergreen Cemetery in Eden. Her husband is stationed with the Air Force in Alabama, but she says when it was time to get the word out around Western New York, the people responded.
This was totally community and word of mouth and social media. It was people who one example I give you that still brings me to tears. It was one lady saw it in the Eden Penny Saver, and she contacted me and said she doesn't get her Social Security check until December 1st, but she wanted to purchase a $15 wreath.
In fact, Kester says they have found themselves with a slight surplus, which will be sent to Arlington. Similar wreath placements are happening this weekend at Oakwood Cemetery in Niagara Falls, and according to its website, there is still a need for sponsors. Links about Wreaths Across America are available on our website, wbfo.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.